Hello, my name is Tucker Johnson, and I am your host today as we experience NIMSY Live, where we talk about the latest and greatest in translation, localization, internationalization, culturalization, and all that fun stuff global companies need to delight their international customers. On this program, we invite guests who like to have fun and have some value to add or a neat message for our audience of globalization professionals. I'm always eager to provide a platform to those with a good story or a good data set. So if there's any topics you'd like covered or any ideas of who we should reach out to for future episodes, just let us know. Live@nimsy.com is probably the best way to get hold of us, and just shoot over your requests and we'll see what we can do. If you haven't already done so, make sure that you are subscribing. We're following NIMSY Insights, and you'll be one of the first people to know when we schedule new events like this or when we publish new research over at NIMSY.com. We are a market research and consulting company specializing in the language services industry and got a lot of good information, a lot of good data over there for you to check out. Today, we are talking about an upcoming event. We were talking about events a little bit last week, and it's event season. What can I say? Summer is coming. In March, JUNTOS, Association of Language Services of Latin America and the Caribbean, proudly presents Vamos JUNTOS 2024, its highly anticipated second summit set amidst the vibrant backdrop of Lima, Peru. This dynamic two-day affair is tailor-made for language service providers across Latin America and the Caribbean, offering a premier platform to thought leadership, interactive discussions, and unparalleled networking opportunities. Today, we're going to be getting insider perspectives from Rink Antezana, Kristen Gutierrez, and Charles Campbell, not to mention Eddie Arrieta from Multilingual is going to be joining us as a participant. Quick introduction here. We got a lot. It's got a full house, so I'll try to get through this quickly. Rick is the CEO of Dynamic Language and former president of the Association of Language Companies of the United States. He is based in Seattle and has been in the language industry for over 25 years. Kristen is the author of the best-selling book, Be a Better Sales Leader, and is vice president of sales and marketing at Language Network. She is a frequent keynote speaker, coach, and mentor. Next in line, Charles is founder and president of TBO, and a founding member of JUNTOS, the association representing translation, localization, and interpreting companies in Latin America and the Caribbean. And, of course, we all know and love Eddie Arrieta. He works at Multilingual Media and Multilingual Magazine, connecting the industry together, and will be a second-time attendee at the upcoming Vamos JUNTOS event. Everybody, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tucker.
Yeah.
Appreciate you getting together.
I have crowd management to do today. It's challenging with four guests, but I want to start off with Charles, because Vamos JUNTOS has kind of been your brainchild. I heard really good things about the event last year. Eddie, of course, went. My colleague Renato went. I heard there was great speakers, great networking, great venue. What can you tell us about the upcoming event now in March?
Well, myself and the other board members of JUNTOS are really excited about Vamos JUNTOS in March. It's going to be held at the JW Marriott Hotel right in front of the ocean in Miraflores in Lima, which is a very picturesque part of Lima. We're really excited. Peru has an amazing culture of hospitality. The food scene is off the charts. And of course, there are many other things you can do while in Peru other than just attend Vamos JUNTOS. And we have a really, really interesting speaker lineup that I don't think has ever been organized in this fashion before in Latin America or the Caribbean. So working hard, still almost 6 weeks to go and, you know, some details to be ironed out, as is the case with this sort of event, especially in Latin America and the Caribbean. But very excited and really pleased to have Eddie and Kristen and Rick coming as speakers amongst many others as well.
Oh, Eddie, you're speaking? All right. I guess I should approve the expense report then.
Of course.
And of course, what are you speaking about, Eddie?
Among many other things, because first of all, thank you so much for inviting me, Tucker. I think it's great to share the stage with Kristen, with Rick, and with Charles. Very excited to see all the amazing speakers that I'm going to be sharing the stage with at Vamos JUNTOS. it's particularly exciting to see the progression. And once you see, once you've been at the first summit and then you see the second one, then you get a sense of what's going on, right? You get a sense of how things are going to evolve in the future. And that's really exciting. So when Charles said, we're looking for speakers, I was like, I need to be a speaker now. I need to be a speaker now so that the next time when they grow exponentially again, I'm also forced to grow exponentially. So I'm going to be talking about a personal brand and also looking at some of the examples that we have seen at Multilingual within the magazine and how brands from companies have grown over time and also personal brands, what's been happening and what's the benefit of doing that and if actually it makes a difference or not for companies. In some cases, companies do it and they're just doing it because they think it's a cool thing to do, but does it actually make sense in every single case? Well, those are some of the questions I will be answering during my speech.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Eddie. And it's good to have you on the show as always. Rick,
thank you.
And you're also speaking down there.
I am. Yeah. It's one of those things where I didn't plan on this like way ahead of time saying, you know, my goal is to be a speaker at Vamos Juntos or really anything else this year. But in corresponding with Charles a little bit and learning about this coming conference and also the success of the last one, I was really intrigued. Now, aside from everything else, Charles already mentioned it. Lima, Peru it's not Detroit, Michigan. It's not, and not to rip on Detroit, but I mean, we're talking about a much, much different experience, a unique place. So for me, that was a big selling point. And it was something where I thought, hey, I want to be there. And I think to invest my time in myself a little bit more and maybe to give back, I wanted to speak on something. So for me, it's going to be marketing. And what I've want to tackle is really marketing from a practical perspective. What are the things that each of us in our various roles can do to increase awareness and trust and customer confidence and lead generation? There are so many resources out there, so many tools, a lot of free things where really you just need to invest your time and you can make a big, big difference and get those leads in the door if that's your goal. But there's a lot of different personas and I want to try to talk to each one of them and hopefully give them tools and ideas that they're going to be able to take away and say, oh, I'm going to actually do something that's going to improve my company if I do my job right as a speaker. So that's the goal. But yeah, the Lima, the food scene. I'm a huge fan of Pisco Sours. I think it's a delightful drink. ceviche is certainly on the list of things that I'm a big fan of. So yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. We were talking about dates, by the way, and timing. And if I were planning properly and if I could change my flight and everything, I would arrive a little sooner and carve out time to make it to like Machu Picchu, for instance. And I think a lot of attendees are considering that, which is a little bit of a daunt from Lima, and you do have to plan ahead, et cetera. So I'm not going to be able to do it this time, but I'm coming back to Peru at some point in the future and we'll certainly do that. But Charles, you probably have more information on that, don't you?
Yeah, there are multiple flights from Lima to Machu Picchu every day. It's about 90 minutes, if I remember it correctly. I went there with my mom several years ago and really, really enjoyed it. It's the star archaeological and historical cultural destination, very reasonably priced, as everything in Peru is. Wonderful food. Of course, I went there many, many years ago now that I think about it, and I remember at the time, there were two types of hotels. This is 1999. Now I remember there was hotels with hot water and hotels that didn't have hot water. Come a long way. Now it's like four or five star options, but that was what it was like when I went. Yeah, there's other things to do as well. You can go to the Amazon jungle in a 1 hour flight from Lima as well. You can go to the beaches, of course, for people attending from the Northern Hemisphere, where the temperatures are going to be pretty low. Still in March, Peru will be very warm. Peru is never actually cold unless you're on the top of a really high mountain. It is a tropical country in the sense that it's in the tropics. And Lima, like when people in Lima say it's cold, they mean 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So their definition of cold is not everybody's definition. So there's so many things to do in Peru. It has a world famous food scene. They have influences from fundamentally from the Amazon and from the Andes. And then, of course, Peru has a very long sea coast, so they have every type of seafood you can imagine. World famous ceviche, of course. The pisco drink is from the south of Peru. And it's very difficult to describe because if you say it's sort of like a whiskey, Peruvians will be offended. But it is an amazing drink. But you should only have two, Rick, only two.
I will keep that in mind. Thank you. But you're right, Charles, as far as the food scene, that's what my research has told me, that as I understand it, in all of the Western Hemisphere, no city has more highly rated restaurants than Lima does. And that's including New York, LA, Chicago, Mexico City, like everywhere. It's supposed to be phenomenal. So really looking forward to that aspect of it. And also, you know, some good weather. It's not a bad thing either. But for me, also one of the driving factors is I have some team members in Argentina. I'm going to get to visit them. And then I've got family in Bolivia. And so I'm going to knock all that out in one trip. So I'm really excited to tour South America a little bit.
Very cool. Kristen, you've been patiently waiting over there. Tell us about your experience. Were you an attendee last year?
I did not attend last year.
We got fresh meat.
Yes, so excited. So grateful to the entire board of Juntos for inviting me to keynote conference. Also, I've never been to Peru, so I'm excited about that. And, you know, I might be the only one, but I'm looking forward to exploring what Lima has to offer. So not like hopping on an airplane 90 minutes and doing a big hike and then coming back. Like that hotel, the venue looks absolutely amazing. I know Charles has been telling us there's like a picturesque viewpoint and vantage point outside on a walking trail, and really just kind of being excited to be away from my children for a couple working days.
You're not supposed to say that out loud. you say that before we go live, but yeah. Amen.
I mean, they're 5 and 3, so like.
I hear you. Yeah, I've got 5, 6, and 8. So yeah, I hear you. So are there? Which leads me to my next question: are tickets still available?
Charles.
Well, certainly, they will be available until around about the first week of March. And I guess if we have people knocking on our door 2 days before it all starts and there's still room, then we'll be letting people in. The first Vamos Juntos conference in Rio was originally conceived as a large executive retreat aimed for 20 to 30 people. Okay. And we had 56 people from 14 countries. That's not really fair. One attendee had 3 passports, but there was 14 nationalities. It was an amazingly successful event in terms of the location, in terms of the food, and in terms of the speakers. And this time we're expecting, I mean, we were aiming for 100 people, so we were going to go from 56 to 100, but we already have 100 people registered and we're 6 weeks out. So I think that, I mean, it's difficult to say, but I wouldn't be surprised if we had anywhere between 120 and 150 attendees. So that's not too far off, either doubling or tripling the number of attendees at the first event. And I think that that is due to the amazing work that the board members of Juntos have put into this, especially David Mego from Bilingual. He's based in Lima, and he has done all the logistics in terms of organizing the Pisco Sours for Rick and the restaurants, the hotel, a lot of logistics, but all of the board members, and in particular, the speakers, Eddie, Kristen, Rick, and so many others who have really enthusiastically signed up to speak. I mean, Juntos is not doesn't have a big bank account. It's a fledgling organization, yeah. Bootstrapping it, and you know, we have had an amazing level of support from people all over offering to speak. And in fact, we've already started pre-allocating speakers for Juntos Vamos Juntos in 2025 because there's no more space to speak at Juntos in 2024. So that is amazing. I mean, half of the work of setting up the speakers for 2025 is already done. I would love to be sold out. I'm not exactly sure what the absolute maximum capacity of the JW Marriott is, but I think it's 160. So, you know, who knows?
Well, they'll scream stop.
Keep them coming.
Exactly.
We're not going to turn anyone away.
Well, what is, because last year too, like I said, I talked to quite a few people and they said it was a great thing. There seems to be a real appetite for what Vamos Juntos is doing down there. Talk to us a little bit about that. Why is it so successful? I mean, of course, let me tell you what I think.
Okay. Let me tell you what I think, because Charles is biased. So,
all right, I'll third, tell you third party. How big of a discount are you getting on your registration? How biased are you, Eddie?
Vamos Juntos was the first event in the localization industry that I attended. So I was a few months in the localization industry, a month and a half within multilingual, and then Charles contacted me and I was like, all right, this sounds different. First of all, this sounds different to the other events that I've heard about. I've already heard about hundreds of events, right? Then I attend the event and see what the experience is. And after attending that event, I attend many other events, and I will not tell you which ones were those events. But the first thing I noticed after the year ended and I was doing, you know, my end of the year analysis that I did for Vamos Juntos. I'm kidding. They didn't do it for Vamos Juntos. But what I was analyzing internally was at Rio, which I'm pretty sure is going to happen in Lima as well, we had the opportunity to connect in social settings with the attendees, not being sitting in a presentation from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. and then being so tired that you couldn't drink a glass of wine, that you couldn't have some food. In fact, the center of the event seemed to be the networking interactions that you could get out of it. And I have a concept that I've worked internally for a few years that is optimizing for serendipity. And I love thinking about it in that way, because when you think too much about what the structure is going to be and what are the activities that you're going to do and how many people you're going to contact, how much money you're going to close, and what's your quota for this event, you end up not doing anything of the sort. And it usually doesn't really work that way. And what I think Vamos Juntos and the organization did amazingly was that it set up an ecosystem and an environment that set everyone for serendipity. It gave us so many socialization options that allowed us to talk to one another over a drink or over food or over a walk or visiting a touristic site. It gave a lot of diversity to the type of interactions that you have. And what that does, it gives texture to the relationships. And whoever is in sales, and Kristen, we are all in sales if you are leading a company. But what you'll realize is that you sell to people. So if you get to know the people and you get to know what actually they are looking for, you don't do this hard selling conversation that is usually very uncomfortable. What you end up doing is understanding the human and then contacting them with whomever they should actually be talking to. And along the way, you're making long-lasting relationships. And I can tell you, I've made long-lasting relationships at Vamos Juntos Rio de Janeiro. That's why I'm excited to go back, to meet amazing people that I've already met, to see where they are at and see how I can help them grow professionally. And Vamos Juntos, it's helping me grow professionally. I'm going to be doing my first presentation in the localization industry. Not that I haven't done presentations before. I've done presentations before at conferences before, but never in the industry. So we're working together, we're growing together, and I think it's building a really strong community. And whoever has not attended and is going to attend this time, you will notice that, and I can guarantee it right now.
So that was the unbiased take.
Yes, it's very, very objective. Very,
very
objective.
Very objective.
Very
data. That,
it was very revealing, Eddie. I mean, you just let loose that you had only been in the industry for 6 weeks when you went to Vamos Juntos, which means, amongst other things, that you are a very good salesman, because I thought you'd been in the industry for years.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
He's a good find. No one poach my Eddie. Kristen, I want to go back to you. So you're delivering the keynote speech there. And well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh.
Because I know you from the background, right? You do podcasts and streaming and keynotes and coaching, and you're also got kids and sales and all of that stuff. So tell us a little bit about how these guys get you all wrapped up in here.
Yeah, well, conferences and networking, Eddie. So, I mean, that is my jam. But thank you. I am a best-selling author of the book Be a Better Sales Leader. And like you said, I'm a keynote speaker. I spent a very fulfilling amount of time in 2023 working as a consultant, serving many language service providers on sales strategies and executive alignment and leadership. Now I hold the vice president of sales and marketing job at Language Network. And as a result of doing that, I'm still continuing to coach leaders to grow beyond their role. So one thing I love to do is help other people tap into their inner genius to like figure out how to improve their executive presence while at the same time their thought leadership, right? So I practice what I preach. This is why you see me a lot on podcasts, hosting my own masterclasses, sometimes moderating the TBO Talent Forum, and among other many amazing things in and outside of our industry, is because I am continuing to hone and refine my own thought leadership. And I'm just really excited for what 2024 has in store for the Kristen Gutierrez, the KG Method brand. So, I mean, Eddie, I know what you said right now about not attending so many sessions and like really networking, but I'm going to be front row for your session. I'm going to be front row for Rick's session. So far, what I've heard, it sounds so exciting.
For you mentioned 2024, we're excited to see what's happening in 2024. And Charles, you decided to start this conference in 2023, coming out of 2 years of a pandemic, which was not kind to the in-person conference space, right? A lot of conferences went online. And I think we're a very sociable industry, all of the points that Eddie made. It's really good. We love getting together and, you know, eating and drinking and dancing and all of that stuff. And that was taken away from us during the pandemic. So you saw a lot of events go online. And what, you know, in 2023, I would not have thought that in-person conferences were the way to go on this. Is why did you start out in person instead of just online? And where I'm getting at this is you mentioned it started off as kind of like an executive summit, right? So I'm asking, like, what's the value of like having people together? What makes it a summit more than just a conference?
Several questions in one there. I mean, we started work.
It was a compound question. I'm sorry about that. That would.
Don't worry.
A lawyer would object to that question in a court of law.
We started work on creating Juntos during the pandemic, and the original name wasn't Juntos. It was ALCALS or ALSALC. I mean, it was impossible to pronounce. It was very confusing. Was it about American Sign Language and the Association of Language Companies or what? It was unpronounceable. And we had a meeting in Lima, Peru, in May of 2022, and we decided that, you know, we wanted to push for when I'm going to say a meeting, I mean a board meeting. We had a board meeting in Lima, Peru, and we decided to push for an on-site in-person conference with no virtual connections somewhere in Latin America, optimally with a beach, to kickstart everything, because there were people in Mexico, people in Argentina, people in Brazil, people in Guatemala, people in Peru, people in Panama, people in Costa Rica, people in Uruguay, people in Chile, people in Canada, in the US, Italy, Germany, and elsewhere, Australia, oh my gosh, who wanted to get this going but didn't really know each other. And it wasn't like, for example, when the ALC started so many years ago and the core people who launched it knew each other. They'd met. I mean, the board members had never even met.
Interesting.
So we said, let's do an on-site, face-to-face experience. eat together, drink together. It wasn't pisco sours in Rio. It was caipirinhas. And of course, we brought in Renato Beninato because you can't really do anything new in Latin America unless you have had him on board. Because
he smelled the caipirinhas.
So energetic and so many ideas and so much research and such an amazing connector. And we got Plunet and MemoQ and Multilingual as our first sponsors, and they're all repeat sponsors now. And the on-site connection was what made the difference. Eating together, the cultural experience, the learning a little bit about the Brazilian market, sharing ideas that are universal and also local. I think that there had almost never been any kind of international localization event held in Latin America and the Caribbean outside of Argentina, where a lot was going on, and there's some amazing people organizing amazing conferences for quite a while now. In terms of a regional event involving all of Latin America and Caribbean, it was amazing that actually it was the ALC organizing their conference in Puerto Rico and Costa Rica that actually did the first event in Latin America and the Caribbean. So we felt that Latin America and the Caribbean needed to take its place at the table, step up and have a voice, especially when you think that, you know, Latinos and Latinas are pretty loud people. You know, they like to dance and sing and, you know, and they're not a quiet bunch.
Don't get
but
me
in
canceled.
The industry, they, you know, there wasn't much happening.
Right.
So that was why I think it was a big success. And yes, there were some parties in Rio de Janeiro, and I'm sure there will be in Lima too. And each country in Latin America is so different. I mean, my father thinks that everybody in Latin America eats tacos. And, you know, you might find tacos in Lima, but it's not likely.
They're missing out.
So there's so much diversity. The name Juntos that we came up with in our executive lunch and in meeting in Lima 2 years ago. Juntos, of course, means together, both in Spanish and in Portuguese. Different pronunciation, it's juntos in Spanish and juntos in Portuguese, but the meaning is the same, together. So, of course, we had to come together. And there's nothing lamer on this planet than having a virtual Let's Dance by webcam, each person in their own house. I've never done that.
You hear that?
Never will.
You hear that? So, every NIMSY Christmas party, they make me dance. And yeah, anyways, I'm going to clip that and send it to my sales leader. you mentioned Portuguese, Spanish, and I asked you this last year, because I remember we talked last year too on this program. And what languages are people speaking? Rick, Kristen, how's your Spanish?
Nine.
Yeah, nine. Goodness.
Not good enough to do a presentation.
Next year. That's what they got Duolingo for. You got 12 months next year.
12 months. All right. I'm going to put the work in now. I mean, I can order a cerveza and I can find el baño, but no, I mean, I'm certainly no Spanish linguist. That's not the role that I play here at the company, but yeah, I'm looking forward to brushing up and improving my Spanish, but yeah, presentation, that'd be a stretch.
Yeah, I hear you. One of these.
Being surrounded, I went to a Cancun offsite for Language Network this last week, and we have so many Latin American colleagues, and we're in Cancun. So, I mean, to say that they were impressed with my Spanish would be giving myself a little too much credit, despite my last name. But yeah, like Rick, I mean, you know, so we'll hablo
un poquito español, yeah. Por favor.
Yeah. But
biblioteca,
not the presentation.
yeah, but that's not a requirement, right, Charles? This is an inclusive environment because you're also bringing people in from Brazil, is a big market down there. So a lot of Portuguese speakers as well.
That's right. I mean, the conference is held in English, just because everybody who is attending speaks English, and we'll have people whose native language would be Portuguese or Spanish or English or French. Or German, or Italian or Australian English, which is a different language, believe it or not. You know, there's going to be a lot of people from all over the world. We've got people from Southeast Asia coming. We've got people from Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Southern Europe. A lot of people coming from different far-flung places. So Lima is on the map. I don't think that the language will be a barrier in any way whatsoever for anyone to get the most out of this event.
Great. Good for us to know. Guys, I'm looking at the clock here, and I think it's time for closing thoughts here, and I just want to go down the line. Rick, Kristen, Charles, and then we'll let Eddie the Hype Man close us out. I think he's earned that position. Rick, what do you want people to know? What are your closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts, I would just say that, you know, there is still time to plan to go. I think this is an opportunity to network with people you don't normally meet at all the traditional US-based conferences, and I think that's one of the attractive factors for me. So I'd love to see familiar faces and unfamiliar faces there. So if you're thinking about going, I'd say pull the trigger. It's going to be unique, very unique and entertaining experience.
Thank you, Rick. Kristen, you're up.
I love that you said entertaining.
Did I say that?
No, Rick just said.
Oh, is it Chris?
I'm looking forward to seeing.
But it's entertaining because we're gonna hear Rick try to speak Spanish. So there's your entertainment right there.
I'll drop one Spanish thing for you, Tucker. And I think my mom is the one that taught me this one. En boca cerrada no entran moscas. And so I think
good
she
advice.
Would tell me that when she heard enough out of me. And so, yeah, that's going to be kind of my main thing I'll be keeping in mind Spanish-wise.
It's advice anyway, mi madre never gave me. So, unfortunately. Kristen, you're up.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing so many people. And I think if you're in Latin America and if it's an easy enough flight, then you get access to so many people that you might not normally get access to, like Rick, or like Renato, or like Natalie, or Carrie. And ironically, a lot of these people are on a first name basis in our industry. So I think that's the really impressive thing that the Juntos board has done to curate a line of speakers that is multifaceted. And not only that, but I'm looking forward to seeing so many of my former clients who I was consulting in Latin America. And just to conclude, I'm also really excited to deliver the topic on confident leadership. I really tried to pick something that I thought would cross the board, whether you're a contributor or whether you're an owner, CEO, or whether you're a middle level leader at your organization, and make it relevant to everyone in the audience. So I can't wait to share more about that in the coming weeks.
Well, thank you. A little bit of something for everybody there. So who's up next? Charles.
I think that's a very good way of describing the speaker lineup. There is going to be something for everybody. We have such a rich list of speakers that I couldn't mention them all, but I'm particularly excited about Kristen's presentation, Eddie's presentation, and Rick's presentation, of course. But we also have Carrie Fisher from Subway and also former president of Women in Localization, who will be giving an amazing presentation. Renato Benato is giving a pre-conference workshop, which is going to be very interesting, about using the media and public relations to generate inbound sales, which I think is an amazing topic. We have Brian Monpetit coming in from Montreal, or is it Dubai? I'm not sure whether he's in the snow or the sand at the moment, but he's going to be coming in to talk about technology and AI. We have Karen Decker, the current president of ALC. She will be on a panel together with Kristen Quinlan and other amazing women leaders to talk about women business leaders. We're also having a panel about interpreting with some amazing interpreters who are going to be in the house, including Ingrid Christensen. I'm just reading her book right now on the beach here in Cancun, where I'm attending the ALC's unconference in the next day or two. So the speaker lineup is amazing. We've got Santiago Miguel, who's head of games at MemoQ. There's gonna be something for everybody: interpreting, business, sales, marketing, public relations. There's going to be a lot going on, and I couldn't say how excited I am. You know, it's a lot of work for myself and the other board members, but I'm really confident that we're going to get so much more out of it than what we put into it. And it's just really exciting. So the speaker lineup is very impressive. You've got people from Argentina, from Brazil, from the US, from Germany, from Australia. I don't know how they got in there, but you know, it's an amazing list. We've got people coming in from Ukraine who are like crossing the border to get out of Ukraine by train and then flying halfway across the world to attend. So there are people who are making a long trek for this event. And it's just very exciting to bring everybody together. As I said, Juntos means together. So couldn't be more excited.
It's an excellent lineup. I recognize many of those names. And I would be excited to hear them. Anybody should be excited to hear them. Thank you, Charles. Eddie, take us home.
What's most exciting is all these names. You know what they are going to be doing in Peru? They are going to be drinking Piscos, Chilcanos. If you don't know Chilcanos, you're going to get to know Chilcanos. And ceviches. Great. I'm going to be in every single presentation. I promise, Kristen. I promise. I will be there. I will be taking notes. I will be writing articles about all these presentations. But I'm also going to be drinking Piscos. I'm also going to be doing ceviches. And I'll try to... I'm not going to run with Charles. But I'll be with Rick. Rick, we'll have short strolls along the beach. And we can talk about many different things, including the Peruvian culture. Peruvians love salsa. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be plenty of salsa dancing. I'm pretty sure there's going to be plenty of ceviches. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of long-term relationships being built on this second summit at Vamos Juntos. So, Charles, thank you so much. And everyone at the Juntos organization for putting this together. Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. On that note, I will take us out here today. Ladies, gentlemen, chat, we are out of time for today. If you enjoyed this episode of NIMSY Live, join us next time at the end of the month. We don't have much on the calendar right now. At the end of the month, we got another one coming up with my friend and colleague, Karina. I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name, but go look, and you can sign up for it now. I appreciate our guests today, Rick, Kristen, Charles, and Eddie. I appreciate all my colleagues here at NIMSY Insights doing the hard work for you to educate the industry. And I appreciate you, the audience, who are joining us live today, all of the questions, comments, and especially criticisms. And I look forward to next time. Cheers.